Welcome to Fishers of Men Gospel Moments. This is Pastor Terry Collins, President and Founder of Discipleship Ministries, hosting these thoughts for today. A couple of weeks ago, I was talking to a friend when she told me her son almost lost his life. She went on to say that life was so fragile. She now finds herself trying to prepare her heart to be ready for something like this to happen. I don't know why. Perhaps because I have three children, but I just couldn't rid myself of these thoughts. It doesn't seem right that a parent should stand over the graveside of one of their children. What do you think? Should we be prepared for something like this? Since that conversation, we lost two young people in our mountain community, both the same week. One due to a tragic auto accident and the other due to an unexpected illness. Needless to say, our community is rocked by these events. In the last year, we have lost five young people. Why is life so fragile? The only wisdom I can offer is taught in the first book of the Bible when God commanded the first created man, Adam, not to eat one specific fruit that was created because he would gain the knowledge of evil and surely die. In other words, God created perfect and place nothing on the human's mind and heart except what was good. He instructed Adam to obey his command and live forever, in perfect relationship with him. As many know, Adam disobeyed this divine command and ate the forbidden fruit, thus changing his DNA, which resulted in him gaining the knowledge of evil, and eventually dying. Genesis teaches that Adam's sin was passed on to every human born after him, except for Jesus. Knowing this, how does one prepare for this type of heartache? Is there something we can do to prepare ourselves for this? Let's face it, we will grieve, suffer, and lament over death. Even Jesus cried over the death of his friend Lazarus. But can we prepare ourselves for this kind of loss, knowing that life is fragile? I believe we can. We have a promise from our Creator that said God loved us so much that he gave humankind his only begotten Son, that is Jesus, that whosoever believes in him will have eternal life. This means that there is more to living than life here on earth. Life goes on the way God created it in the first place, perfect, and forever if you believe in Jesus. Jesus restores life by taking our inherited curse or death upon himself. Life is fragile, and the only way one can prepare for its sting is to have a relationship with God who created us, knowing that in the midst of our sorrows, our grief, our heartache, God will be there for us because Jesus already paid the price for our inherited sin. My suggestion is to turn your grief, your heartache, your suffering over to the Lord. If you do not know Jesus, trust the word of the Lord and ask him into your heart today and watch how God prepares you to receive his love and his eternal gift. Live in God's peace knowing that life is fragile. Amen.